Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth psalm we read, "Be gracious to me and hear my prayer, O God." You know, what an amazing claim if you think about it, that Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, hears our prayers and responds to them. I mean, the idea that God even notices the puny speck of humanity we are is frankly mind-boggling. In fact, given our minuscule standing in the universe, it's worth questioning God's attentiveness to us. In the great swirl and expanse of the cosmos, how is it possible that God cares for us, cares for me, cares for you? You can hear cries of doubt in the Psalms. Psalms are, as you know, ancient prayers about doubt and praise, worry and worship, deep questioning and yet an even deeper trust. Ancient Hebrews were at times wary of God's absence while hopeful, really hopeful of experiencing God's presence. There are many times in our lives when it really feels as if God's gaze is far off, and we cry out for God's presence not fully believing we're deserving of God's attention. And yet, God is there, listening, responding, heeding to our cries. With all the doubt and anxiety that's present in the Psalms, the final notes of these sacred hymns, these sacred prayers, tend to be hopeful. "I will both lie down and sleep in peace," the psalmist writes, "for you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety." Let's pray. Lord God, we confess that we often doubt that you care for us. You're so very silent. You're so unsearchable. You're so far beyond our ability to comprehend, and yet we trust, or we at least try to trust, that you are there, that somehow deep inside we sense your presence. And when push comes to shove, we really do trust in your leading. We thank you, Lord God, for your continual attention and presence in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.